In less than 4 weeks, voters head to the polls for elections that will determine whether Republicans maintain their majorities in Congress. Last night, former President Bill Clinton tried to energize Democrats at a party dinner in Iowa. His presence in Iowa was no accident. Mr. Clinton's wife, the junior senator from New York, is the frontrunner for the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination, and it's never too soon to campaign for support in Iowa's early caucuses. Joining us to discuss all this is NPR White House correspondent David Greene. He joins us from Des Moines, where he covered Mr. Clinton's speech last night. So, David, Mr. Clinton has been fired up lately, defending his presidential record in some recent television interviews. Is that what you saw last night?
Yes and no, Leanne. This was a classic Bill Clinton. He came up and started out with notes, and then about halfway through the speech just seemed to be totally winging it. He got going and got the crowd fired up and really went after Republicans. He was giving advice to Democratic candidates for this midterm election year. And he tried to frame the debate. And he actually at one point said, this is what the Republican message is. And I think we have some tape here. This is what he said.
Okay, so we're in a mess in Iraq, and you hadn't gotten a pay raise, and I gave Bill Clinton 5 tax cuts. And we really messed up that Katrina thing to beat the ban. And we put more cronies in power, and we got more people regulating industries they came out of than ever before. And we got $9 billion we can't find in Iraq, and we can't throw money in special interests fast enough. You still got to vote for us.
So that's what Mr. Clinton said with the Republican message. He urged people in Iowa to keep focusing for 3.5 weeks on 2006 and not start thinking ahead to the 2008 presidential race.
How serious was he about that?
Well, that's a very good question, since his wife is being talked about as one of the leading Democrats looking towards 2008. And a lot of Democrats I spoke with last night at the dinner said this was in many ways Mr. Clinton standing in for his wife. He even admitted at one point in his speech that he was what he said the chief caseworker for the junior senator from New York.
So where was Mrs. Clinton last night?
She wasn't here, and actually neither were most of the potential 08 nominees. Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack did speak at the dinner, but others like Hillary Clinton, like Evan Bayh, he had a table set up, but no appearance by the candidate himself. John Edwards, he was actually in the state of Iowa campaigning, but didn't show up for the dinner. You know, the buzz at the dinner was that once Bill Clinton was named to keynote this dinner, that sealed the deal. Democrats thinking of coming said, no way, they are not going to want to be on a stage with the former president, where they'd likely seem like the second fiddle. And no one in the Democratic Party can excite partisan Democrats like Bill Clinton can.
So who is the Republican answer?
You know, it's a bit of a surprise, really, President Bush himself. It's important to keep in mind, you know, the president has poor poll numbers. There's talk about some Republican candidates not wanting him in their districts to raise money and to campaign with them. But, you know, especially when the Republican Party targets the right races, there's no one like Mr. Bush who can really charge up a crowd of Republicans and turnout voters. And he has been out on the campaign trail. He spent a lot of the last few weeks going after Democrats, really attacking them on national security. And then in the last few days, he started to go after them on domestic issues like tax cuts. At a fundraiser this week in Georgia, he really went after House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, kind of playing off a comment that Pelosi had made recently saying she loves tax cuts. And here's what President Bush had to say about that.
When we lowered the taxes for families with children, she voted against it. When we put the death tax on the road to extinction, she voted against it. Time and time again, she had an opportunity to show her love for tax cuts, and she voted no. If this is the Democrats' idea of love, I wouldn't want to see what hate looks like.
David, I understand Mr. Bush's press secretary, Tony Snow, has been out campaigning and fundraising. Isn't that a little unusual?
It really is, yeah. I mean, you don't see press secretaries out there raising money for candidates that often. Tony Snow is actually in Iowa this weekend helping a Republican congressional candidate. And you know, he has acknowledged kind of the bizarre nature of this, and he's even said that on days when there's major news, he might have to cancel a campaign stop and rush back to Washington to deal with it.
NPR White House correspondent David Greene in Des Moines, Iowa. Many thanks, David.
My pleasure, Leanne.